What was your major?
I studied CS and HCI.
And you never graduated from there?
No.
No degree. Shut up.
Yeah.
You were saying how your parents reacted to you when you came out as bisexual. Was that recently? Was that a long time ago?
I think it was maybe 2 years ago. They got really mad at me because I posted our screenshots on TikTok and it went viral.
What, you texted them? You came out texting them? You like texted like a meme? You like sent like a gif? Like, hey, like a pride flag?
And then they freaked out. They're like, oh my God, it must be the protein shakes you're drinking. It must be you working out. Like, you're getting too much testosterone working out. And I was just like, I think I've been like this for a while.
You just didn't want to
I don't think it's from working out, guys. Yeah. And I don't drink protein shakes. Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, oh, like, we wish you were poor. We would rather you be poor and unsuccessful than rich and bi. And I was just like, I would way rather be rich and bi. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Have you seen that my teacher Octopus or my
no
on Netflix? It's like this guy who essentially has a relationship with an octopus. He lives on the beach and there's an octopus that lives in the ocean.
Like friends, right? Not because people are weird.
No, it is. Like, he's like into this octopus and he starts like getting weird with this octopus. As I'm watching, I'm like, yo, this guy wants to fuck this octopus. Like, this guy wants to fuck this octopus.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
All right, so go ahead. All right, give me the so the story. You were in, did you go to public high school?
I went to public high school. I was taking college classes at Carnegie Mellon my like junior year.
Oh, so you were already college credit.
Yeah, I had this. I was my junior year summer, I took classes at Carnegie Mellon. And then, I mean, like the electrical engineering professor wrote me a recommendation
letter.
Online
or you went?
I went. Yeah. So then the EE professor gave me a recommendation letter. And then I was like, okay, well, I knew I wanted to do design as well. So if you look like design programs, like HCI programs and CS combined, like Carnegie Mellon was the best school.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great school. Yeah. Not a fun
Stanford
area,
MIT
but.
MIT are like second, I think. I think I would have dropped out if I went to MIT, but I think if I went to Stanford, I would have stayed.
Really?
Because like I would have
partied. California, and it would have been a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not crazy parties at Carnegie
No, the frat parties. I remember I went to the frat party for the first time at Stanford. It was like my first real frat party. And these kids were literally like they decorated it with like real like life-size exploding volcanoes.
Wait, what? Not like life-size, they built baking soda.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
But it was like huge. Like it was like the size of just like all the way up to the ceiling of this.
That is some
like that's lit as hell.
Yeah, that's like some Ivy League school shit. They like made a science project like at the party.
Because like, Carnegie Mellon frat parties are so lame.
Probably miserable. I can't even imagine.
Oh, like, yeah.
So I went to a school in there like football conference called Westminster. It's like an hour north of there. And we like played them every year. Mm-hmm. And it was the thing, like we'd play them. And even if we'd beat them, everyone on the football team would be like, you're going to be working for us in like 4 years. Like, fuck you guys. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, oh shit. Like, but they were a good football team. They were a good football team. Like probably the best academic school in Pittsburgh area.
And SMU had no football team.
What was your major?
I studied CS and HCI.
So that's computer science.
Computer science and HCI, which is human computer interactions with like a design focus.
And you never graduated from there?
No.
So you was that undergrad?
That was undergrad, yeah.
Wait, so you don't have no degree? Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Let's get into this then. Okay. And you'll probably be on my side about this since your situation, but I think like, so I went to school and it's expensive school, but I was lucky enough to play football, so I didn't have to pay full tuition. Like, if you pay full tuition, most schools, you're leaving, like, $200,000 in debt. Like, probably, like, $50,000 a year, like, you know, a big school.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends that went to schools that are in a lot of debt with a major that isn't, any, you know what I mean? Like, something, nothing to blow you away.
Yeah.
And I am, like, so glad that I wasn't put in a position like that. And I say now, if I knew this, like, and football wasn't an option, I was like, I probably wouldn't go to school at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's affected you? Do people look like, has it affected your life not having a degree?
I actually think it ended up being better because when you graduate college, basically companies are forced to put you into like the new grad bucket, right?
Yeah.
So there's like a max salary they can give you and like a max equity package. And for me, they're like, well, we don't really know how to categorize you. So I was getting these like crazy, like seven figure offers straight out of like dropping out, which was incredible. So
No, that I never thought of it like that. It's like a rookie deal. It's like when you're like, you have to, it's like
and
a minimal.
And everyone thinks you're a prodigy when you drop out, because like in tech, they're just email like Mark Zuckerberg, et cetera, et cetera. So they're like, oh, if you're a dropout, you must be smart.
Isn't that crazy? That's so backwards. Amazing. What you would think, know, right? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And then, all right, so how many years at Carnegie Mellon?
Yes, I did 2 years, and I have technically 1 year left, like 4 classes in CS and 4 classes in HCI.
You gonna do it?
To like get that double major.
You're gonna do it? Ever? No. No, never.
Why would I do it?
I don't know, just for something
like
to do.
Like a waste of time and money.
Why do like NFL players do it? Like, I feel like they always go just like do it to say they, because the cult, the world wants you.
Always like, oh my god, just go back to college, become educated, and get like an art history major.
That's what they
you
said.
You don't care what you get.
They
just
want you to.
Yeah, because I think like for them, they immigrated from China, and like education gave them everything that they have.
Yeah.
So for me to not have a degree freaks them out, and they're worried that like because I don't have a degree, my future kids won't care about having a degree, and then they'll be uneducated. And I mean, like, honestly, if my kids don't go to college, I'd be fine with it.
I was gonna say, maybe it's good to start breaking that cycle of like, like nothing, like going to school, I wouldn't say is a bad thing by any means, unless it puts you in a crazy hole and you're in crazy debt and you're not making any money, then it puts you in a bad, but like going to school is a good thing. I agree. You think maybe we could break the cycle of like how your parents are thinking about it, like you need, like you need that. Like how, like, do you ever think in your head, do they see like what you've done and think like, okay, maybe you don't need a degree to, you know what I mean?
I think now they'll always tell people, like, it's very, they don't tell me this, but like when they're talking to other people, I'm like, you know, still standing there, and they'll say things like that are very sweet. Like, well, we should have like trusted our daughter more. She really knew what was right for her and now she's doing really well. So I know that they're proud.
So
which they say, really
so
nice.
You hear those things. So it's not like crazy. Yeah. They're not like. It's more like a joke. Like, come on, get a little degree. It's like more of like a joke at this point.
I think they deeply
or they're
do
being
want
dead ass.
I think they deeply want me to get a degree. It's just like, I think it's, it has to do with a kid thing, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah.
Do they get it? Like, do they really get what you do? So they immigrated from China.
Yes.
And their first language is Chinese.
Yep.
And when did, like, how old were they? You were born in California,
college,
right?
Years. I was born in California. So they were in college when they immigrated. Like,
so college, they went to America to go to school, go to college. And like, do you think they get what you do? Like, do they get what you're...
I think they know I'm in tech and that's pretty much it.
Like they don't really get anything. The detail. See, that might be another reason why it scares them a little bit. Because if they don't completely understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you think they don't get what you're doing? That's what
I think they don't understand.
Like they don't even get how you're making
process,
money and shit.
How I'm making money, like product, etc. Like how we should sell the cut. Like they don't understand anything about
like. Do they think you're just partying in LA, or do they think you're
they
like
think
legit?
I'm
like they think you're okay. That's good.
Yeah,
they don't think
I should talk to them more, but I don't.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, she's too busy working.
Well, that's good. That's not a bad thing though. At least they know you're.
Yeah.
And I was reading your thing, and you. What I was gonna ask you before I even read the questionnaire, you and I didn't know if I was gonna ask or not. But you put it in there, so it's fair game. So like you were saying how they reacted, how your parents reacted to you when you came out as bisexual.
Yeah.
How like when did that, was that recently? Was that a long time ago?
I think it was maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, that was like actually kind of hilarious. They got really mad at me because I posted our screenshots on TikTok and it went viral.
What, you texted them? You came out texting them? You like texted like a meme, you like sent like a gif, like hey, like a pride flag.
No, it was like a one word or like one sentence thing.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. Give me the story then. So 2 years ago.
It was literally just one sentence thing, and then they freaked out. They're like, oh my god, it must be the protein shakes you're drinking. It must be you working out, like you're getting too much testosterone working out. Really? And I was just like, I think I've been like this for a while.
You just didn't want to
I don't think it's from working out, guys.
Yeah.
And I don't drink protein shakes.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you guys
I'm like, I don't even take C4. Like, the most I do is Celsius, right? And then they're like, oh, like, we wish you were poor. We would rather you be poor and unsuccessful than rich and bi. And I was just like, I would way rather be rich and bi.
They
like, are you fucking kidding me?
What? Are they religious?
No.
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 So what is the...
I think societal
What's
norms.
The drawback then? Oh, just what other
societal
people
norms,
are thinking?
Especially in China. Yeah.
China, it's not cool to be gay.
I mean, I don't really know nowadays, but like definitely in their generation,
like
there, it wasn't a thing. Yeah.
I guess it'd be like, how old are your parents? In their 50s?
60s? I wish I knew.
You don't know how old your parents
they
are?
They never told me how old they are.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
You just never, because Asians don't age. So like you have no idea how
and
old
I
they are.
Had to guess.
Asians just have the best skin ever.
I think my mom is in her 50s and my dad is in his 60s.
That's crazy. Yeah. I have no idea. Completely guess, though. Yo, we're unwrapping some shit today. We're getting some details. No, but they were pretty. And then what? They're obviously cool with it now. Like,
I don't think they're cool with it. We just don't talk.
You don't talk at all anymore.
About it.
Oh, about it. About it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, like before they'd be like, when are you getting a husband? Like, blah, blah, blah. We want grandchildren. Like, pop out a baby right now. Like, I was supposed to pop out a baby when I was 23. They're actually still mad about that.
They're still mad about that too.
I was like, didn't you want me to like go to college to get a good job? And they're like, no, we wanted you to go to college to find a husband. And I was like, interesting.
That's so like traditional. That's crazy.
Because they were like, oh, if you go to a good college, you'll meet a smart husband. So the only point for them of going to college was to like find a smart husband, that not actually to like crazy. Work in the workforce.
That seems like an ancient way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A little bit. But yeah, they just stopped asking me about my dating life. So yeah.
Yeah. That's insane. So you don't talk to them that much anymore. And that's, I feel like if they've lived, they live in San Diego? Or
they're in,
San Francisco, or what'd you say? Florida
right now, in Weston.
Oh, they live in Florida. Oh, okay. So that's a little, Weston, that's your hood, right?
Okay, cool. It's like a Jewish neighborhood, right? In Weston? Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it
I
is.
I think they're the only Asians there.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say, because what you were describing is kind of like, what's the word? Like conservative values, I would say. Oh, and if they, you grew up in the Bay Area, which is a very, I've never been, but I think a very liberal area.
Super liberal, yeah.
So that, like, were they not affected by the culture around them at all? They were pretty by themselves.
So I would say they were very isolated, like by themselves, didn't have very many friends. I wasn't really allowed to have friends growing up.
What does that mean?
I don't really know. Like sleepovers, for example, weren't allowed. Okay. It was always like study. So I would have to like sneak out of the house. I remember like if they were to go get groceries, I'd literally text my friend going like, yo, they just left, come over. And he would like hop the fence because he was my neighbor to come hang out. It'd be really funny, you know, when they came back and I was like, go run away now.
Damn. Yeah. Wait, so that's why I read that too. You were like, no friends, yada, yada, something. Yeah. So your parents, you think, had a...
I think my parents definitely affected that, because like I would get invited to like festivals, raves, etc.
Yeah, and they were like no.
Yeah, no. Damn. I remember like I want a Jesse McCartney concert thing and like over the radio, and he was like my biggest crush. Yeah. One of my biggest crushes.
He's a legend. He was Bieber before Bieber.
I know. I was like in elementary school. I was like, that is my biggest crush, mom and dad. Like, can I please go to the concert? Yeah. And I was like, absolutely not sort of situation.
Maybe you would have been straight. They let you go to the Jesse McCartney concert.
Exactly. Actually, they always tell me their number one regret is not letting me date in high school. So like all my boyfriends.
They say that? They tell you that?
So I had secret boyfriends the entire time, and they would sort of find out, where they like find photo of me on like a piggyback ride on a guy, and they'd be like, who is that? Like, who are you dating? And I'm like, that's just a friend, mom and dad. And then the guys all like, it didn't work out, because they were like, your parents are psycho, like you can't do this, and I can never see you, and I'm tired of sneaking around. And like now they're sad. Oh man, if only we let you date those guys.
Yeah,
in
now they're thinking like
maybe you'd be married to them.
Should have let you date. But they definitely had good intentions though, right? Yeah, like they weren't like doing it to be mean, like they thought really thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean,
like
their whole thing is like education is the number one thing, and like afterwards, life is better if you're well educated.
Yeah, yeah.
So
which is true, but I don't think you have like the word education's weird. You know what I mean? Like, I would say I learned a lot more outside of the classroom when I was in college than like in like what the professor was telling me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like education is kind of. Kind of in the eye of the beholder, you know what I mean? Like you gotta figure that out. All right, so get me to the was the AI company.
Yeah,
that was with Alexander Wang.
Yes,
that was that your first, or did you make other companies? I'm sure you had other businesses before that.
I mean, like in high school, I was making a bunch of things. I think my first like real startup I tried was during the Thiel Fellowship.
Yeah.
Where it
was that?
The pretty much the Thiel Fellowship. So Peter Thiel gives you like $100,000 to drop
fellowship.
Out of school.
You say he gave you $100,000, so like you want
$100,000 to drop out of school. Yeah.
Oh, to drop. So that's why you dropped out.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh shit. Oh wait. So then.
Yeah.
You entered a.
No. So basically, he chooses like 20 kids under 20 years old. It was called 20 under 20 at the time, around the world, to give $100,000 to drop out of school, because he wanted to prove that he could be successful without college. But she ended up actually doing a really great job. Like, everyone in my batch is doing incredibly well. They're, like, partners at, like, some of the top-tier venture
funds.
That's great.
So you have, like, a class. You have, like, a pledge class of, like, that's cool.
The best guy in my pledge class, like, he created Ethereum. I remember, like, sitting on the couch with him, and he was like, hey, do you want to buy Ethereum at 30 cents a coin? And I was like, I don't know who you are, so no. Really.
Damn.
I know. I could be like.
Wait, so he made ETH?
He made ETH,
like,
yeah.
He made ETH?
Yeah, it was Vitalik.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wait, and they still don't know who made Bitcoin, right? No one knows?
I mean, Satoshi, but.
Was it? Someone made it? I had this one guy on my podcast named Nick Carter, and he was saying there's like a pseudo name or some shit,
so
but they don't.
Just got a pseudo name, yeah.
So they don't know who it is, though.
I'm like, the actual person.
That's insane. Yeah. Doesn't that blow your mind?
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Like who? Yeah. And then what kind of threw me off was when they said, like, there's a year projected that the last Bitcoin will be mined. You know what I'm saying?
I have not looked at that.
Well, I don't. Whatever. The year doesn't matter. Yeah. But what I'm getting at is, like, if we don't know who created it or how, like, who is setting, like, when the last one is going to be made, like, who, we don't know. Just the last one that's mined.
It's a limited supply, so.
But, like, we can make, like, dollars, right? We can make unlimited dollars or not?
I mean,
like, we just print
theoretically,
more money.
Like, you, I think that's kind of the point of Bitcoin, right?
So we don't do that. So we don't
print. Because, like, no, we're printing, like, unlimited dollars here nowadays, yeah. Which isn't great because, you know, we go in a deficit, so.
So you think we'll get to a point where crypto is, like, king?
I am 50-50 on crypto.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm honestly not well educated enough about it, so can't really give you an answer.
I thought, passes is based off of.
No.
Like, and it was like.
So initially, we thought that'd be really cool to do.
So it changed since originally.
Changed it, yeah.
Shut up, okay. Yeah. Get me up to speed, Lucy.
Yeah. Long story short, we realized that Web3 was more expensive. No one really cared about it. And the technology that, like, we needed people to adopt was not going to get adopted anytime soon.
Yeah.
Creating a membership was more expensive. We minted it on chain. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, cool. Like, let's just take out the Web3 components. If Web3 ever becomes accepted again and big again, then, like, you know, we could integrate
then
it back in.
Then you're already set up, yeah.
Yeah, but we completely changed it, so.
That's
yeah.
Insane. Wait, my bad. I'm bouncing around a lot.
Yeah.
So you did the, you got the $100,000 to drop out.
Yes.
Was, like, so you, what's his name again? Teal?
Yeah, Teal.
So you, like, show him a business plan or something?
Not really. I mean, it was just an application, and they're like, what are you thinking about working on? I didn't have an idea, so I was going to a lot of hackathons. And I went to a hackathon, like, the weekend before, so I just, like, used that project idea.
Yeah.
I think that, like, they knew I wasn't actually going to work on it, but they had scouted me back in high school. So I think they, like, they actually reached out to me, and they're like, hey, you should apply to the Teal Fellowship on, like, the last day of the application. And I was like, well, why not? So I, like, submitted a mostly empty application, to be quite honest.
You said you what?
I submitted a mostly empty application.
Really?
But
and they were
out.
Like, they wanted you. Something about you.
I guess so.
I want to go back and meet 19-year-old Lucy. You were smart. You were just a genius in high school.
I think it was like, I was just going to a lot of hackathons, and I was like getting a reputation at these hackathons.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, like, I was definitely not creating the most, like, technically challenging projects, but I, like, knew design. So back then, like, people didn't really know how to make iOS apps, and I was making, like, very pretty iOS apps.
Yeah.
So all the judges were like, oh, wow, so pretty. Here's a prize.
Wow. it was just aesthetically, like, it looked good.
It was just aesthetically pleasing.
Wow.
And, like, the idea was, like, more startup-minded. So it was like, oh, this could be funded for a startup kind of thing.
Yeah.
Versus everyone else was just creating, like, cool but very technical projects with, like, no UI.
Uh-huh.
So I was just... Yeah, collecting prizes.
and then you started the AI company.
I started the AI company in 2016.
2016? Yeah. What year did you drop out of college?
I dropped out of college 2019.
So you started it before you dropped out?
Oh, no, not 2010. I dropped out 2014, and then I started it 2016.
Okay, okay. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
So then, the 2 years after, or you started it in 2 years, and then... So how, like, what did, like, building the team, like, what did that look like?
Honestly, like, the first,
like, you get investors, like, who,
yeah,
is that what you do first, is reach out to investors with an idea?
Yeah, so I was at Snapchat, and then there's a guy named Paige Craig.
What does that mean? You worked at Snapchat?
I like Snapchat, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you do at Snapchat?
Yeah, 2015 through 2016, I was reporting directly to Evan Spiegel as, like, you know, a little 20-year-old.
I love Snapchat. I'm going to the headquarters tomorrow, actually.
Okay, cool. No way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on the product design team. It was like 10 people, flat org, all reported to Evan, who is honestly kind of a genius. Love Evan. So anyways, what happened? Yeah, I was still at Snap, and then I was literally getting the itch to just build another company again. Mm-hmm. And then I was in an Uber car, and the Uber car driver was like, oh, have you ever heard of Paige Craig? Because we were just talking about tech. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, never heard of him. And she was telling me how Paige Craig was like, he created the term Silicon Beach down in LA. I was like, oh, sounds
great. What is that? Silicon Beach?
Like Silicon Valley, Silicon Beach.
Oh, Silicon Beach. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I should like reach out to him. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Twitter, and I think he was either following me or I had already DM'd me. Don't remember, but like we were already connected.
Yeah.
So I sent him a DM and I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this like idea and like applying to Y Combinator. Can I get some advice? Because I'm currently at Snapchat and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because Snap was paying like incredibly well. Then I met up with him and he pretty much was like, I want to invest.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I'd like.
And how old are you here? Like 21?
I think I was 21. I was at 20 or 21. Yeah. And then at the same time, like, had flown out to San Francisco to interview for Y Combinator and got in. So I remember, like, I went back to LA, like, the following day, and my team just quartered me. They were just like, so why are you renting out your apartment? Where are you going? Were you doing during PTO? And I was like, and then I was like, I got into Y Combinator. And that was like the start of the company.
So then you left Snapchat.
Yeah.
So and then how long from when you started it did you sell it? Like how long was it?
So I didn't sell it. It's still running. Which is a common misconception.
Yeah, I thought you sold it. No,
so I own a large percentage still. My co-founder is running it right now. So I'm no longer involved. But during the early days, you know, like hired all the first people, built out the labeling team.
Wait, I thought you were out. So you're not. You still own. Oh, okay.
And everyone thinks I sold it. I'm like, you guys realize most of my money is like very odd. It's all paper money.
I thought you sold it. No.
No.
Wow. See, I'm learning a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And then. What year was that where you kind of distanced yourself and not sold it, but when you
I think it was like 2018.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought it was more recent, no?
In between like 2018 through 2022, I was running a venture fund. And then I was like basically incubating companies.
In between 2018 and like passes era, were running a venture?
Yeah. I started a venture fund. Yeah.
You started one yourself?
Yeah. Started a venture fund.
What, you reach out to a bunch of people and...
I mean, I basically was like, I remember I was literally with my friend in Venice, like sitting in his room, and we were just talking about companies, and I forget who mentioned, like, maybe we should start a venture fund, and I was like, maybe we should.
Yeah.
So I made a deck, and I had this clever idea to, like, make a mobile version of a deck. So, like, most decks, you know, they're like... landscape.
Yeah.
I made a portrait deck, so it was like fit an iPhone screen. And it just like sent out the link to a bunch of people.
People didn't really do that yet.
Yeah, people didn't do. I still don't think people do that. Like most decks you don't see aren't like, you know,
it has to go to your computer. Yeah. It doesn't look like well. It fits good perfectly on a mobile.
On your iPhone. Yeah.
Most of them don't.
So then, I mean, like that deck went viral, and then like within 24 hours, we had raised a bunch of money.
What was that? What does that mean? It went viral. Like what went viral?
I mean, like
about
it just like all the tech people were like, oh my god, it just got the coolest tech.
Really?
Like, it was like a vertical deck, blah blah blah. So innovative, so clever, blah 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 blah. So I ended up being able to raise a bunch of money, and then started my first venture fund.
Yeah,
just doing incredibly well. We like invested a few unicorns, and then raised a second.
What
fund.
That is like startups or something?
Yeah, startups.
Okay. Yeah. And they ended up.
Yeah, they're doing well.
No,
but the thing about venture funds is that, like, you know, there's like a 10-year exit time frame because startups don't exit for like a decade. So,
yeah, you're saying that's long. That's too long for you.
I'm waiting. I have buyout options. A lot of people are trying to buy out the fund.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, like, if you want money right now, like, we'll buy out the fund, blah blah blah. But I'm just like, I don't really care. I don't need the money, so I was like, I'd rather wait.
So you still have the fund. You still have the venture fund too.
So I still have a venture fund.
So how many businesses do you own?
I mean, are we talking about like, I mean, the venture fund owns like over 100.
All right. So I guess.
Yeah, but like at a small percentage.
Wait, so
then
you technically own the ones that you, like you have ownership in the ones that
like
you invest in,
like I have large
in,
ownerships
right?
in like obviously passes and scale. And then like I obviously own the venture fund, which is doing very well. And then we have like very large positions in certain companies.
What's your favorite? Is passes the most fun?
It's definitely the most fun.
It's definitely the most fun?
Yeah, because I get to basically work with all my friends,
right? You get to do it up.
And then there might be like new people we recruit, but then like I very quickly become friends with them.
Do you have a dream passes creator? Like, is there someone that you haven't really talked to that you were like, I want this person to make content on?
Honestly, I would say like when I first started the company, my dream passes creator was Livy, and we got her.
Livy Don?
Yeah. Yeah, who's
so,
great?
No, so you're yeah. good then.
But no, I mean, no, there's no. so many creators that like I don't really know exist, but like, you know, would do incredibly well. Like
yeah.
we just onboarded Niccolo, mm-hmm. who I didn't know until we basically scraped the internet and yeah. like ran some data science to figure out who we thought would do well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Niccolo came up on top of yeah. this list. So obviously, you know, the team reached out, etc. And like, she's just crushing it. Yeah. I'm like, we need to find more Niccolo.
Sniper Wolf?
Yeah, Sniper Wolf's also absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know who that was. My little sister is yeah. like a huge fan of her.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, who? I was like, yeah, she's like, hi, who is this?
She's
like,
the sweetest person ever.
Yeah, no, yeah. My little sister's like, love SS
Sniper. Yeah, I just
took
her to the Unruly Party.
My mom, yeah, that's why I saw it. That's yeah. why I know. That's, and then I like go to her profile and I'm like, wait, she's like huge.
She's huge like, within huge. Like the gamer community.
Yeah. yeah. My, and I was like, my little sister loves her. Uh-huh. And of course, Lucy's with her. How was the Unruly Party?
I thought it was honestly the best party of Halloween weekend. And I went to a lot.
Is it? Is yeah. it crazy how you get like mixed reviews? I wasn't yeah. even here. I came the day after. But mm-hmm. a lot of people were like, it's a mess. And then some people were like, it was lit.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I didn't go last year. I think I went 2 years ago and the year before that.
It was nicer this year because they had separate bands for like, I guess, models and their friends.
What does that mean? Separate. Oh, yeah. Wrist band. Yeah, I thought you meant like bands like, playing. Yeah, yeah. I was like, they had different bands.
No, because like, you know how the door was always like a shit show?
I'm
like,
sure it wasn't this year. It wasn't.
Well, for other people, it was. Yeah, but it wasn't a shit
See,
show.
That's why you had a good time.
Yeah, but also, like, I think a lot of people don't really like the, like, LA influencer parties. For me, I was like, I don't see those people like that much because yeah. I don't really go to influencer parties that much. So I was like, oh my God, I get to see all my friends yeah. that I like never really see, which is nice. Versus like the other parties were very well done, you know, like Mansion, good DJs, etc. Yeah. But I was like, oh, this is just like, and I would call it like the model scene of LA, which is a great scene.
Yeah.
Like I love models, but I was like, oh, it's just like the normal models I see all the time.
What's the other scene?
I mean, I would call it like influencer scene and model scene, or like
so
the two
models
scenes.
Like
models, like, you know, Wilhelmina, Elite.
So like a legit model, yeah, like legit yeah. models. Yeah. And then the other one's like TikTok or like influencer. Yeah. I like the nightlife here better than Miami, I think. But yeah. that's not why I live in Miami. That's yeah. not like the nightlife, whatever. I like the house parties and shit that happen out here. Oh, that doesn't happen in Miami that often.
Yeah.
Like
I don't like Miami in a sense that's so routine. Like, you know, you're going to Mila, then Live, then
and you'll
11,
be at Space for 2 days.
Space and repeat. Like, I know what I'm doing every weekend versus like I just don't know what I'm doing in LA.
Yeah.
At any given day of the week because it can change.
That is true. Miami has it's smaller though. It, like, has their spot. I feel like LA is so like mm-hmm. you can like. Anywhere you go in LA, it takes you 30 minutes, pretty much, like 30.
Yeah, well, 30 I mean, here. I stay in WeHo, so I don't have to move.
So you don't really go much for, like, how long would it take you to get to Calabasas? Like an hour or some shit, right?
I don't ever go to Calabasas. Yeah. No idea. Yeah.
Like, I feel like LA's so spread out.
Yeah, but I think it's like when I want to go to Venice, that's when it sucks, because I'm like, oh man, it was like a 2 hour round trip.
Yeah, I went to Venice Beach. What's in Venice that you do? Like,
I just skate.
You skateboard or
yeah,
roller
I longboard,
skate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, on the.
Oh, I can't do that.
I was watching people do some crazy shit over there.
You can't. Yeah. No, I'm not like the most I could. I skateboarded when I was younger, but the most I could do was like a very short ollie. Uh-huh. Not like a trick.
That's
just,
like impressive
cruising.
Though. Skateboarding's hard. You so you do berries for fun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you been slowing down berries though, or what?
I mean, like, I've just been going earlier, but I do like the 6 and 7 a.m. every day, pretty much.
Yeah, you do it every day.
Well, Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays are kind of up in the air, depending on.
Yeah. What you do? What you
if
do?
Yeah.
And what's your do you eat well? Like, what's your diet like?
No.
No. You put me on to some food, actually. What was the place we went to? I don't remember the name of it, but it's like a hot pot.
Oh,
like a boiling.
Heidi Lau.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah,
is
the
that
hot you, pot.
That
so
went
far.
That's the first time I ever seen one of those before.
Yeah.
Hot pot.
Well, yesterday I went to an all-you-can-eat A5 Wagyu steakhouse.
How was that? That's all, I feel like that's
phenomenal.
All you eat is Wagyu.
Yeah, I think I ate like, 6 pounds of food. It was kind of disgusting.
Where was it?
Disgusting. It's called Niku X. It's downtown. Honestly, it's like the best. I was so confused how they made money. I had to ask the owner. I was like, how does this work? Because it just doesn't make sense.
It wasn't expensive.
It's $99 all you can eat. It just doesn't make sense. Because like, if you go to Matsuhisa, for example, like 4 bites is $80.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's telling you something. Maybe we're getting scammed everywhere else and they're actually doing a good thing
for
the people.
Even if you get it from like Costco, it's like going to be.
Does Costco have Wagyu?
online.
Shut up.
Yeah. Or like a butcher shop. It's still really expensive. So I was like, there's no way they're making money on this. So I had to ask him. I was like, I don't get it. And he's like, oh, we raise our own A5 Wagyu. I was like, that makes sense.
They like.
So then they don't have to pay the like premium price.
Kill it themselves and shit. I don't like to think of the animal when I'm eating it.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude, I like to separate.
Yeah.
And I kind of recently gotten freaked out by some foods. Like, I feel like when I was like younger, especially living in like Pennsylvania and shit, it's like, oh, how could you be like vegan or vegetarian? Like out here, it's very common. Like a lot of people
are. Common.
And like where I'm from, it's like, what, dude, meat? And that's how I would think. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I've bitten into some chicken and shit recently that I've been like, ugh, like not even for like the fact that I'm scared of the chicken. It's just like kind of like, it's like, does it ever freak you out or never?
No, not really. I think the only like thing that ever freaks me out is I feel very guilty when I'm eating octopus.
Well, because they're smart.
They're super smart, yeah.
But have you seen that my teacher octopus or my...
No.
On Netflix?
Nope.
You got to watch it. Uh-huh. What's that, Mitch? What's that one called? My student octopus? My teacher octopus? What? On Netflix. Look it up for me real quick. My Logan loves it. Logan, that's how I knew what it was. Logan Paul loves it. Netflix, right? It's like this guy who essentially has a relationship with an octopus. Like he lives on the beach and there's an octopus that lives in the ocean.
Like friends, right? Not because people are weird.
It says the female octopus casts a spell on him.
Really? So I objected. I'm not even reading that or anything.
Yeah.
So he's making it. No, it is. Like, this guy liked this. Like, I'm being dead. Like, he's like into this octopus. Like, it dies and he cries. Like, he's like, he goes every day.
Yeah.
And dives into the ocean deep. Like, he runs out on the beach from his house and the octopus is there for him every day. And it's smart and he, whatever, like, talks to it and shit. And he starts, like, getting weird with this octopus. Like, and they're supposed to be like best friends. And he's like teaching all this shit. As I'm watching, I'm like, yo, this guy wants to fuck this octopus. Like, this guy wants to fuck this octopus. Like, it's weird. You gotta, but they are smart. So I get what you were saying. There was something I wanted to ask you. You had a big scare not too long ago that I saw. I'm glad you figured it out. She's your nerves, and she's like, "What scare?"
I was like, "What scare did I have?"
Your cat ran away.
Oh my god, that cat is crazy.
What's your cat's name again?
He's run away like 3 times. His name is Atari.
Atari.
Yeah, that
and,
one.
And he's a
F1 Savannah.
What is he?
F1 Savannah.
That's the type of cat he is?
Yeah.
I thought he was a, what's it called? Like a Bengal. He looks like that now, does he?
So I have two. Sega's a Maine Coon.
Well, I know Sega's the fluffy one. Yeah. And the other one's like a taller, skinnier.
Yeah, F1 Savannah.
It looks like one of those like Bengal cat. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones that are like.
Yeah, but he's much rarer than a Bengal.
Really? So way cooler than a Bengal.
Yes.
And how big? How big?
He's actually not that big. If I had to peg his weight, I would say it's between like 17 to 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they get along with your cats?
No.
Really?
No.
They don't like each other?
No.
Shut up. Is that why he's running away?
No, I think he's a wild animal. So he has like, I mean, he's like 70%, 75% wild, right?
Yeah.
So he has a lot of hunting instinct. So I think when the door is open, you know, he'll like send something and just like be gone.
You put an air tag on him?
I put several air tags on him. He's able to like chew through every collar.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. I've never met that one, but I met Sega in your other apartment. Yeah. I think when he, like, not full grown. Like, Sega was little, fluffy one.
Sega's giant now.
So you speak at a lot of panels and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, are they mostly tech panels?
They're pretty much all tech panels.
All tech panels?
Yeah, I think the only non-tech panel I did was, like, VidCon.
And how, how do you go about, like, what do you know... What you're going to talk about? Like, what? How is that?
I only do fireside chats because I hate, like, figuring that out. Because
what is that? What is a
fireside? It's, like, basically, like, this format. People ask me questions. I answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I hate, like, figuring out
like
a topic, et cetera,
giving,
et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really bad, I think, at, like, giving speeches, too. So, for me,
Not. Everyone's always asking you to do the panels. And
I know, but I like winging things. Like, when you were like, oh, let's just wing it. I was like, okay, cool, let's just wing
that's
it, right?
That's what you do.
And that's what I do at, like, fireside chats. I'm like, just ask me questions, and I'll figure out an answer.
You get nervous with those?
No, not really.
You get nervous for anything?
Like,
is there anything that makes you nervous? Like, is there, like, what stresses you out day to day? Like, success? Like, do you think...
I think when,
like,
people,
do you think you're
underperforming employees stress me out?
Really?
Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
So
yeah.
It's more people that you hire.
Yeah, people that I hire can stress me out. But other than that, nothing really. Like, I think if, like, for example, like a bug happened on a website and creators were angry, I get stressed out. I think that, like, losing a creator to a competitor stresses me out.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, no, not really. Like, my company stresses me out and nothing else really does.
Do you think you are a success already?
I would say not really. No, like, I'll think that when, like, we create generational wealth for creators.
Yeah.
But before that, I think no.
So that's the main goal. That's what's going to, because I was going to ask, like, once you get to a certain point of, like, I don't even know what you want to say, status or money, like, all those huge houses on Miami Beach that are $30 million, like, most of those people, they're in competition with their neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. They're just trying to make more money than, like, how much money, like, if you made $200 million, like, how much money more do you need? Like, you know what I mean? Like, would you stop at a point? Because you were, what you pretty much just told me, it's not a dollar amount. What you were saying is we figure out the answer to create generational wealth for creators that no one's been able to. Because it looks like a dead end. Creators, to this point, you know what I mean? Most, your parent, everyone will tell you, you need to start looking at, people tell me, you know what I mean? You need to start doing other things because this is only going to last.
But I actually think it's kind of the opposite. Like, you're seeing a lot of creators realize, oh, my brand is actually worth a lot because I can sell things without having to pay for marketing costs. Because, like, if, like, another person created, like, a energy drink, for example, like, they would need to spend a lot on marketing to make it go off anywhere. Yeah. Versus Jake was Jake or Logan? Logan Paul, like, you know, he was the marketing for Prime.
Yeah.
Seen Jake do that with W, right? Mm-hmm. Like, normally they have to spend a crap ton of marketing, but, like, he has a brand and that's basically free marketing.
Yep.
And it was, like, very loyal.
And other creators also want to work with them that also have their own.
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of creators get, like, very smart about the type of brands that they can create that can sell. I don't think that, like, everyone should create everything. Like, for example, like, if you're not a makeup creator, like, don't create a beauty brand because it's probably not going to pop off because your fan base won't care about
it. It's not your demographic.
But, yeah, if you, like, work out a ton, like, maybe create an energy drink and it'll work out.
Yeah. So you're saying that will signify your success. That's when you'll know.
I think when we have, like, creators with generational wealth, that will signify my success. And, like, already they're, like, we have creators making, you know, like, close to $500,000 a month.
Hell yeah.
So, they are, like, getting there. Like, that's, like, the initial, but it's, like, how do they invest it? What do they create afterwards? Yeah.
I was thinking about that a lot, too. Like, a lot of creators, either if you do adult content or whatever, like, I see, especially originally, I think of maybe because people were making the money so fast and easy that they were spending it so fast and easy. Like, I'm not saying names, but, I mean, we know the same people. Like, I've seen people spend stupid amount of money. Like,
oh, it's insane. People don't even realize they have to pay taxes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're getting it because they sold some nudes and then they're fucking running a sick house, renting, buying all these clothes, and then your taxes are doing shit like that.
Exactly.
And I think that's a problem. I think there's a real spot for teaching creators what to do with their money,
which is what we're working on.
Because Lord knows no one taught me that in college. No one taught me that in high school or college or any of that shit. I was learning some.
Yeah, and you always think it's going to come, but, like, at some point it doesn't come.
You're right.
Anymore,
you're
so,
right.
Yeah.
You're right. And you never know. People's attention span is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what your. Oh, this is what I'm going to ask. I almost forgot. Yeah. Give me the NIL spew because I'm into that now. I'm interested in that world. Like, you're talking about college athletes?
Yeah, college athletes. I mean, this is the first time college athletes can really monetize, right? So we want to help them make money and, like, the way they can make money best. So one thing that, like, for example, we're trying to do is get donors to funnel money into their favorite athletes versus give it to the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, if you wanted to support the quarterback player, you can just give the quarterback player a lot of money. Also, just, like, it's the first time they can monetize. We have merchandise, like, signed items, etc. I do think that, like, live streams and merchandise and like, basically brand deals for them and donor money is going to do better than subscription for most athletes. I personally don't know what, like, exclusive content athletes could create that like, people would be interested in, but, like, you know, post-game analysis.
Because they can't go, like, spicy.
I mean, like, no, we don't, like, so we don't allow nudity on passes and, like, like, our highest earning creator doesn't do anything sexy.
Yeah.
Which is mind-boggling.
That's
to me,
like,
but, yeah.
That's, like, amazing because, like, to my knowledge, it's, like, fuck, the only way you can.
Yeah, it's actually mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? I think that, like, for example, people want to know like locker room talk. People want to know like how you feel after a game, what you thought about things. People want access to like field passes, et cetera. And like donors have favorite athletes they want to support.
I saw, so the first thing that popped into my head when I saw your answer to that question was Dave Portnoy, you know him. Did you see what he kind of said recently?
Yeah, so he basically was like, Michigan needs a better quarterback player or something. Mm-hmm. So, his can't say much about, that's the most I can say.
Well, yeah, no, but, that's all he said. He said he will make it his responsibility to go out and pay the quarterback every year and find it for Michigan.
Exactly.
And you're allowed, like, you're allowed to do that now.
Yep.
Where if you look 2 years ago, if someone said that, like, your whole school would be investigated, your whole, you know what I mean? You know how many Heisman Trophy winners, you know who Reggie Bush is? You don't know who that is. Doesn't matter. He was a running back for USC, okay? One of the best college football players ever, like 2005, 2006. He won the Heisman Trophy. I don't know how many months later, it came out that he got money. The school gave him a car. They gave, and he was getting money for signing shit. Took away his Heisman Trophy. He still doesn't have his Heisman Trophy right now. He's probably 35 years old. Like, you know what I mean? And now everyone is getting paid millions. Johnny Manziel missed out on a lot of money. Like, all these people. And now,
so we're helping do, like, basically what Portnoy is doing, too, with recruiting college athletes via donor money. I think it's a very large market.
Yeah, so it's huge. It's huge. And it's good to get in now because it's kind of like the Wild West. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
one really knows what they're
there's
doing.
There's not many regulations. It's probably when you were first, like, doing the iOS apps and shit. Like, not people don't really.
Yeah.
The NIL is wide open right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you they can't really tell you what you can't do and can do because they're really figuring it out.
They really don't know what they're doing.
It's like, honestly,
talent agencies don't know what they're doing. Colleges don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Athletes don't really know what they're doing. They're just like, oh, money. Yeah. So,
it's a weird thing, too, because you don't, like, these schools are making so much money off of the football team. And, like, people coming, make concessions, tickets, whatever, jersey. People go to the bookstore and buy number one USC jersey. Like, it doesn't matter who the, like, the football team's making so much money. So the kids deserve some money. I guess you got to figure out how you pay them fair. Like, who the quarterback should be making more than the backup.
Yeah, and they're like, going to end up making more off just like merchandise, donor money,
just their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for that. So that's the next.
Yeah. I mean, we are launching. I assume this podcast isn't going to come out till then, but like University of Michigan and on Friday. So.
Well, you got you do Livy Dunn. Is that technically NIL?
That is technically an NIL deal, but it's not with an entire university. Versus like with university.
Well, you kind of want to keep the university out of it, no?
No, it's kind of great because they give us a bunch of access to like we can sell field passes.
You were saying you want like to get like, the donor.
Yeah, so
straight to the athlete, like not donate to the school.
So like Michigan is going to be telling donors to like funnel athlete donations to passes, which is awesome.
Oh, so they're working with you.
Yeah, they're working with us. Okay, we get like access to their logo so we can make merchandise and keep
Michigan's locked. Like that's an example. You have you're doing Michigan already?
We're doing Michigan on, we're launching it on Friday.
That's the first one. That's the first school that's partnering
with Texas,
you?
But the Michigan deal is better for us.
Why?
Why? Just the like amount of stuff we get on it, right?
So,
like,
oh, you're saying they did a better deal with you then?
Yeah. They did a better deal with us. Okay. And then, you know, they'll be like, we get to use their logo. We can make our own merchandise, keep 100% of the profit.
Yeah.
Athletes can make their own merchandise and keep 100% of the profit,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
That should be, that's insane. And Texas has Arch Manning as their backup quarterback, like Peyton Manning and their family. You got to get him on it because he's the backup right now. But he has, like, the most NIL money.
Yeah.
Because his dad is, like, you know, a legend. What's up? We've been going for like an hour. Anything else you want to get off your chest? Anything I missed?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I kind of covered everything. I got the Lucy lowdown.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of?
Not really. I mean, like whatever you want to talk about.
I mean, we got the passes. We got the college. You got what's coming up next. You want to promote anything? You want to throw anything out?
You should join Passes because we're the best place to make money.
Passes.
Yeah. If you have an Instagram subscription, I will guarantee you 3x what you're making on Instagram subs. So switch over there.
Do people make money on the Instagram subscription?
People do, but like the people
I haven't even.
Like if you were making like 10K a month on Instagram subs, like when you switch over to Passes, you're literally making like 400K a month.
Yeah.
It's wild.
10K a month on Instagram subscriptions is a lot. Like not many.
But we've met people that like do that. And then when they switch over, it's just insane numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
And people go from Instagram to like they.
Yeah. They'll move over the Instagram subs to Passes. We have like a.
That's lit.
7X average and medium increase on other platforms. Yeah. Like when I switch over. So. We've been able to like do these 2x deals without losing money, which is pretty sick.
What?
Yeah. So well, switch over the passes.
Yeah, you're a rock star, Lucy. So, I mean, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me your Instagram at
Lucy. Guo for it. G-U-O.
Oh, it's Guo. Yeah. Guo for it.
Yeah.
Lucy Guo. And then what about Twitter? You have an X?
Lucy_.
Are you an X girl? You use it or no?
I'm probably most well known on X.
Yeah, like, I would say you seem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if internet strangers stops me and they're like, I'm a huge fan of you, it's from X.
Really? Yeah. That is insane. Isn't that crazy how that works? Like, what the hell?
I know. I'm like, wow, I have a lot more fans than I thought I did.
You got an X, you're pumping it out. Elon. You like Elon? Nah, you know. Oh, wait. Elon's controversial right now. You're not allowed to say.
I think he is a very, very smart person. Net good for the world. Like, he is helping the world more than, like, really most people.
Yeah.
With, you know, all his companies. Super ambitious.
Yeah, he's, like, using his resources to get some motion going for everybody.
Super smart, super ambitious, very hard worker. Like, I have a lot of respect for him. And I think that, like, most people, they can start one company and, like, it can be successful, but he started multiple, so it's not just luck for him, right?
Have you met him?
I have not met him.
I feel like you guys might get along. You guys might have a good conversation.
I've been invited to several things where he's at. Like, this week, some guy DM'd me going, like, hey, like, come to this game. I don't even know what sport.
Baseball
Elon
game?
Musk is going to be there. And I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, you're like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, maybe tell him meet me at the hot pot, right? Yeah. At the baseball game. Well, Lucy, thank you for coming.
Uh-huh.
I know you're a busy woman, and I appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time.
Of course. Thank you.
It's Lucy Guo, everybody.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.